The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. We spend more per capita on healthcare in the United States than any other country on earth. $2 trillion a year and counting. But government economists say that within 10 years or less, this is going to double to $4
trillion. Our expectation for growth in national health spending is one of generally steady growth at 6.7% per year.
Andrea Sisco is an economist with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We're living longer now, partly because of improved health care, and this is just the beginning of a long-expected demographic phenomenon.
The leading edge of the baby boom generation will be enrolling in Medicare, so there will be a slight acceleration in growth.
Yes, in the neighborhood of 7%.
For something growing at about 7% per year, it will double over 10 years.
Those are the numbers. What to do about them after this? One thing you can take to the bank is that as the baby boom enters its golden years, the government is going to be picking up a larger share of the health care bill than it does now.
We will be seeing a change in the distribution from private insurance towards Medicare as more of the baby boomers reach Medicare age. And then as they themselves become older within Medicare, we'll see some of the costs go up there too.
Sherry Gleed is chair of the Columbia University Department of Health Policy and Management. And by the way, for those of you who are new to the planet,
keep in perspective the fact that health care costs have been growing faster than inflation since about 1940.
Yes, but wouldn't that inflation get even worse if the government jumps in? Not necessarily, she says. In fact, maybe just the opposite.
I suspect that if the government paid for an even bigger share than they do now, they might really be pushing hard on those prices, trying to bargain costs down and maybe bring the cost down a little bit.
Seriously, government health care actually bringing costs down? Quite possible, she says.
We've gotten a lot of value from our healthcare system, but that doesn't mean that we couldn't get even more for the money we're spending right now.
When you look at the numbers, there's really no choice. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 17th, 2008.